listening to Night Cheese with Shiba and Kelly. Today we're talking about, this is a much awaited topic, all of our Night Cheese fan.
We've been
they all want to hear about it.
With requests for Gilmore.
From our fan.
our fan has been bombarding us with requests.
To talk about Gilmore Girls, a Yiddle. Also known as A Year in the Life, but it will henceforth be referred to as a Yiddle.
So a Yiddle.
Keep up.
That's how we should speak to our listener.
Keep up, you dumbasses.
I guess it's been out for a little while, but it took a long time to watch it. Each episode was like 90 minutes.
They were really long.
The last one was very long. Yeah.
Did you? So I kind of watched Gilmore Girls, the original series, TOS. When it was on, like when it was airing. Did you watch it too?
Partly. I think I didn't start watching it until it was in season 3.
Okay, yeah.
Or
I think
maybe
I was
season
like that
4.
Too. Yeah.
So I watched a bunch of it on like ABC Family when it was on ABC Family.
Me
and
too.
Then once I caught up, I was watching it like in real time.
I think one of my friends was like really into it and she had the DVDs. And so we watched like seasons 1 and 2 and then we got caught up and then, yeah.
Now
I have all the DVDs, well, seasons 1 through 6 in my parents' house in Austin. And I used to watch, just like, watch random episodes. Kind of like Shiba does now with 30 Rock all the time. Except it's different because you're, like, at your house. You, like, put it in the DVD player. You don't just, like, open up your laptop.
Right.
And your family is like, do we have to watch this again? What is wrong with you? But I really haven't seen, I mean, I haven't, like, rewatched any episodes since college. Since starting college.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you?
So, yeah. So, I rewatched them all once they came out on Netflix in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And as Kelly knows, I am a listener of the Gilmore Guys podcast. And
you
so
are?
Shut up. So, they started covering it, like, pretty soon after it came out on Netflix. So, then I just, like, watched it on their schedule. And so, they
their
just finished season 7 this
podcast
year.
Podcast didn't exist until it was on Netflix, right?
Right, no, the reason they created the podcast is because it was on
Netflix. They weren't just, like, talking about it and then, like, ooh.
Oh, that's a fun surprise.
Yeah.
No, they started it after it came out on Netflix. Because one of the guys, like, listens to it. Kevin.
The wife.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
So he had already, like, he was a fan of the show and watched it when it was on.
Oh, of course he had already seen it.
And then when it came out on Netflix, he, like, sent out a tweet that was, like, would anyone want to do a podcast about Gilmore Girls with me? And then the other guy, Demi, responded and was like, yeah, I never watched that show. I would do a podcast with you. And then they made one.
Did he like it?
I know
that. Really?
But his, it's
like, there's,
like, so
no
weird.
Black people in it.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, watching it and
watching
it
Michelle
now,
is black.
Yeah. Watching it now is very strange.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, because doesn't it feel kind of like some of the references and jokes are like, not references, but some of the jokes are kind of like, ugh, right?
Yeah, they like make weird gay jokes. And yeah, there's like no diversity. And I also even think like,
no, Michelle's black.
Michelle, yeah, there's one black person and
there's
Lane
an
is Korean.
Yeah.
But that's the weird, I feel like Mrs. Kim, Lane's mom, is like, her jokes are usually like, she has an accent, and she, like, doesn't let her daughter do stuff because she's Asian.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Her mom is especially crazy. So I never took it as, like, that's an Asian, typical Asian mom. I was just like, she's a crazy person.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird that, like,
one note.
They just had to choose the Asian person to be the weird
one. But Mrs. Kim is hilarious, and she raises her daughter right. She makes all the right choices.
Well, her daughter kind of turned out normal despite Mrs. Kim.
I love Mrs. Kim.
I like Mrs. Kim, but if Lane
she should
had
write
done
a parenting
everything...
book.
Actually, I feel like if Lane had done everything Mrs. Kim wanted to do, she would have at least finished college.
Yeah, that'd for real.
Nice. But,
she would have focused on her studies.
Yeah. So you didn't rewatch any of it, and then
it was
you
on
watched
Netflix.
A Yiddle.
Yeah, because I had watched the episode so many times that I felt like I know what happens in every episode. I like the Bracebridge dinner a lot.
That one was just on TV the other day. I just watched it.
That's one of my favorite ones. So I kind of had a vague recollection of it because from when I was in high school and watching all those episodes, but I only remember the good times, you know. Don't remember the racism,
the dark times,
or the gay jokes or whatever. So
it's just like, I guess, a product of the times, because now there would have been like 30 people who worked on the show who'd have been like, no, don't make that joke.
Exactly.
But clearly at that time, like, the network was like, yeah, this is a good joke.
Though, if you think about it, the West Wing aired at kind of like the same time. And
they're, like, so much more, like, forward-thinking.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're very similar, the West Wing and Gilmore Girls, so it's easy to compare them.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, right? That people thought that Amy Sherman Palladino, or that Aaron Sorkin ghost wrote Gilmore Girls.
Wait, really? I was just joking.
No,
oh my God.
Because she has said, Amy Sherman Palladino has said that Aaron Sorkin, like, she, like, he influenced her writing a lot. And yeah, they have the same, like, fast banter style scripts, but yeah, apparently some people were like, they're so similar.
That's so stupid. They're not that similar. Okay, well, yes, A Yiddle premiered with a lot of buildup. Now we've both watched it, and now we're sitting down to talk about it, and we're both drinking coffee. I fucking hate you, God. Just say it. Say it.
What?
Say what you're gonna say. Kelly, are you just gonna narrate all the things we've done? Kelly!
Just like the bird athlete. We have watched the episodes.
You need to talk into the microphone.
As such, we shall now discuss them in front of a microphone.
That sounds great.
The voices you are now listening to belong to us, the hosts of this podcast.
I will kick you out of my studio. without a second thought. Okay.
Look, I love Bird.
I know. You heard? What part? That's such a great show. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're both drinking coffee. I wanted to make that note because they love coffee in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever go to any of those Luke's diners that they set up?
No, I was busy.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was working on the Lord London Cafe. No, I didn't. I saw some photos. It looked cool. Did they have one in Houston?
Apparently, there was one at the Honeymoon.
But what was it?
I think they just served, like, they were, like, dressed in flannel, the people who work there, and, like, the cups said Luke's on them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Oh, man, so. I would have gone.
You're too busy trying to get the first woman president elected.
Just trying to save America.
Please don't cry. Okay. Yeah. So, we'll start with winter. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Keep going.
All you have to do is call. And I'll murder you.
Okay. Kelly is singing a different version of this song.
I like that version. That's a Night Cheese deep cut. That's a pretty shallow cut. It was last week.
Yeah. It's just for the one listener who also listened last week. That was for you.
That's right. So I like the way that it started. It just felt like, oh, you're like, you're going back
We're
home.
Back.
Yeah. And there's a little pig. The pig is cute.
Oh, Kirk's pig.
Petal the pig. Yeah. I like Kirk.
Yeah, I am glad that Kirk, he was in all the episodes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that he was there all the time. I love him. And he looks good with gray hair.
He does, yeah. Shiba wants to fuck him, so.
I mean, more so than I did in the original run of the series.
He has such a weird looking body. Zero. I heard that, like, they, oh no, this is something else, never mind.
That
he has a weird looking body.
That you do? Oh.
No, like, because you know who else has a weird looking body? Ken Jeong.
Oh.
And apparently, like, when he, you know, had his shirt off or whatever, I can't even remember which one this is now. Now I'm getting it confused. Is it Sean Gunn or is it Kevin Jeong?
First of all, it's Ken Jeong.
This is awkward. that's the audiences saw the weird looking body and were like, more.
That has to be for Ken Jeong.
Manufactured more situations. Yeah, it has to have been.
Because Kirk is not actually shirtless that much.
He is in that Night Terrors episode, but that's kind of the only time. But he does have a really weird looking body. Anyway, Shubble wants to fuck that weird body. So,
Kirk, if you're listening.
Sean Gunn.
Sean Gunn, if you're listening.
That's not how it's pronounced.
Sean. So, the first episode. Oh, yeah, and it began with, like, them, like, echoing all of the words from, like, famous phrases from the original run.
Oh, really?
That was spooky.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of, like, catching you up on.
Yeah, the screen is just black, or maybe, like, said Alexis Bledel or whatever, and then it was like, oh, wait, with the poodles already.
I love you, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was, we did a pretty good recap right there. I love you, you idiot. Okay, yes. Then we find out that Rory is kind of aimless. She's gotten a short piece published in the New Yorker, a talk piece, which they all treat it like it's some huge deal. Talk pieces are like less than 1,000 words. They're like a column and a half on a 3-column page.
I was shocked that she got published in the New Yorker.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually had a hard time for probably the first two episodes figuring out if they wanted us to think that she was successful or not. Because
the answer is no.
Well, yeah, I mean, then it becomes clear when she has to, like, move in with her mom. But
yeah. Well, it's pathetic from the beginning. She, like, doesn't have a place. She, like, crashes at her friend's place. She's 32 years old. But
you know how she, like, makes it seem like... Because at first I was like, oh, she's, like, traveling to London for work a lot. I was like, yeah. Oh, does she work in London? Oh, that's cool. And then slowly it's like, no, she's, like, interviewing this lady for a book.
Yeah.
That ends up not panning out, existing. I guess. Existing,
yeah.
But, yeah, I just wrote New Yorker, ??
Yeah. Okay. And now, I thought we were going to go episode by episode, but now it's all kind of blurring together.
Oh.
But you can
try to read it. Well, I... My notes are,
I don't
just
remember,
like,
what happens in the winter,
okay,
one.
So the winter one is, like, she comes back to town, and yeah, basically everyone learns that she's, like, a vagabond now who had a published
a well-dressed vagabond.
Very well-dressed. Yeah. She, like, published a piece in the New Yorker, so, like, people know about her, I guess.
Yeah.
But she's, like, still trying to find a permanent situation.
And she has a boyfriend that she keeps forgetting about.
She's, like, a huge asshole to that guy.
Yeah, she really is.
And then, this is the one where they kind of flash back to Richard's funeral.
What, really? In winter? Yes. No.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, I watched it, like, I watched, like, 20 minutes of it, and then I didn't watch the rest of it for, like, another 2 weeks. So, that's why I'm thinking it was a different one. Part was a tearjerker.
So sad.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so sad. And then...
Well, Lorelai is with Luke. They live together. Her and Luke and Paulanka.
Yeah.
He's still alive. Yay!
Yeah.
Not sure if it's the same dog, but I hope it is.
I don't think it is the same dog.
Fuck you.
I don't know for sure. I feel like I read that it wasn't the same dog. So they go to the funeral, and it's, like, sad. And basically you find out that some shit went down after the funeral.
Yeah.
Because obviously Rory's visiting, so she and Lorelai go to Emily's house.
For their Friday night dinner.
Yeah, Emily unveils that giganto portrait of Richard.
Incredible.
It's like
two
stories tall.
It's very tall, yeah.
And then Emily's, like, pissed at Lorelai.
I love Emily.
I know. Oh my gosh.
She's a queen.
So
yeah.
And then you find out that Lorelai was just kind of, like, she was just, like, being kind of dumb at the... Wait, or, like, at the thing after the
It's
funeral.
Just, like, a gathering of friends. They're all drinking, and they're supposed to tell a story about Richard, and she tells kind of a weird story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sad, because that's, like, something fixable.
Yeah.
But they're, like, yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Sad.
It is sad.
And then you find out that Michelle is gay.
Yeah.
That also happens in this episode.
They're really trying to make... What, entreaties to the gay community?
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
It was particularly so because I felt like it was cool that in the first 7 seasons, he could just, like, kind of be sort of like, yeah, I like Celine Dion and, like, I have weird dogs. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, oh, that must mean he's gay. But
I didn't
guess
think about that.
Now it's like, yeah, that must mean he's gay.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of a bummer.
I loved his relationship with his dogs.
I know.
They're
Pawpaw
so cute.
And Chin Chin.
They're so cute. Pawpaw fell in his water bowl.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had to blow dry her.
I felt like in this first episode, they like tried to make all these weird nods to the original series, like,
oh yeah,
okay, so they, like, confirm that Michelle is gay, I guess. They also talk about Mr. Kim. I don't remember what they say, but they bring up Mr. Kim.
He's not in any of the episodes.
No, but they talk about him.
Faceless
presence. Lane's like, oh, there's my dad, or, like, something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or, like, my dad's been on tour for the past 8 years or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bring him up.
He's there. Like, they have an actor who plays him.
Awkward.
Yeah.
They do?
I'm pretty sure they meet him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, in this one.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. I thought you meant in the original series.
No,
I was
I'm
like,
saying
no.
In the original one, he wasn't
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of strange.
Did they mention him in the first series? I just assumed that Mrs. Kim's husband was, like, dead or something.
In 1-7?
Yeah.
She would say, like, my parents or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
It was just, it was weird. Faceless. There was, like, one Asian waiter at Luke's diner that I kind of hoped was Mr. Kim, but it never was.
An old Asian waiter?
No, like, way too young to be her dad.
Jesus. Okay.
Another thing we learn in the same scene where Lorelai and Emily are yelling at each other is that she has a new maid named Berta. This whole
I hate thing all of is, it. Like, it goes very on. Strange. It's too much.
First of all, Berta is played by Gypsy, which is strange.
Wait, really?
Yes, for no reason that's clear to me.
Wait, really?
Yes. Gypsy, wait, Rose like, Abdu is
I feel
Berta.
Like you told me this. And I had already had some kind of weird thing about it, but I, like, completely yes. forgot, and now I'm having the weird thing over again.
It's her with an accent for Are you some serious? Reason. Yes.
Oh, I didn't, like, notice that at all.
It's super weird.
Why couldn't they cast a different person?
I don't know. And then they just, like, make this weird joke about them not being able to understand her.
Yeah. But it's a joke that just goes on and on and on and on. Yeah. It's, like, not funny. It's just, like... Haha, she has brown skin and doesn't speak English. She has to serve this white lady.
It's weird. And then also, yeah. for some reason, her entire family lives there.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I didn't understand. It, like, appears in every single episode, and mm-hmm. I did not understand it.
I think it was supposed to sort of be, like, Emily, like, welcomes the company now, and she's nicer. She lets all these people live with her. But it kind of comes across yeah. as, like, she is a maid who doesn't, really, her family can't provide for itself, so they have to live off of the generosity of this old white lady. Yeah. So that's kind of...
And they don't even let her... Why don't they just... It's not even... I feel like they didn't want to... They thought it would be too offensive to be like, she speaks Spanish, and I don't understand that. Yeah. So they decided to be like, she speaks some kind of made-up language, which sounds very much like Spanish.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why... Like, did they... Who came up with this series of jokes? Like, none of them are funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's uncomfortable. Yeah,
not understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we also get Paris in this episode.
Love Paris.
So I'm not sure.
She looks exactly the same.
I know. Yeah, she really does. I think this is the one where Rory goes to Paris's house.
No, I think that's the
is
next
that the
one.
Next one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is the fertility. No, then that's the next one. Okay, so now we're in spring when they decide to go to the.
Sorry. Yep. So
go to the fertility clinic,
which Paris runs.
Which Paris runs, and she's awesome. I love Paris.
Paris
so
is
much.
Now a doctor and a lawyer
and a divorcee
because Doyle is off in Hollywood writing scripts.
Yeah, their storyline was my favorite. I wish there was more of them mm-hmm. in the show.
But I thought that was also a little too on the nose.
What?
Because Doyle, Danny Strong, is, like, an Academy Award-winning writer now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's, like, really? The head writer for the TV show Empire, which is, like, hugely popular.
Wait.
And he, like...
small white man?
Yes.
Is that, okay.
And he, like, writes... I forgot what movie it was, but he, like, has won an Academy Award.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
Yeah,
I know that he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, so then I was like, ugh, because Paris was like, oh yeah, he's in Hollywood now.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, that was totally lost on me.
Okay, I just wrote Mrs. Kim. Mr. Kim.
Oh my god.
I wish I'd taken more detailed notes about what that was supposed to mean.
So I guess in this one, the idea is Lorelai thinks Luke wants to have a baby, and they need to find a surrogate or something. Meanwhile, Rory is still flitting back and forth. Like, when she's in New York, she stays with Paris. When she's in London, she stays with Logan, who we need to discuss. And when she's in the States, she stays with her mom. Or when she's in Connecticut, she stays with her mom.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Like, it's I lot. Really hated Rory for the whole, like, every episode. I just hated her. Until, like, the very end.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if we're supposed to like what she's doing. Like, are we supposed to like her? And it made me look back on the show, and it's like, was she always this annoying in the show?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Well, I think in the show, it was, in the original run of the show, since she was a kid, it was more likable. Yeah, yeah, it was like, oh, she's just a kid, and like, she and her mom are just like crazy.
Yeah,
but then it kind of, I feel like, turns into like, she and her mom, like, everyone in Stars Hollow just like worships them, and yeah. so they can kind of do whatever they want, and sometimes they're assholes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
well, her more than her mom, because I don't know, she just, I just don't, I don't even, I don't even know if the show is supposed, is this show like self-aware? Does it know that she's like being a huge asshole? Like, staying with her, staying with Lane, so. Leaving her boxes all over the place. Like, she's 32. She's pathetic.
She used to get that shit together.
Yeah.
So, she goes to London.
Yeah, where she's fucking Logan.
She's fucking Logan, who is now fiancéed.
Mm-hmm.
He is engaged to someone named Odette.
Yeah.
Which is a name that I like.
It's a great name.
And she's also, like, she's writing this book with this lady.
Yeah, crazy British lady.
This crazy British
lady. She's supposed to be, like, an eccentric, and it's supposed to be funny. I didn't find it funny.
Yeah, I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
But she's, like, trying and failing to write this book with this lady.
Yeah.
And then this is the episode where we see Logan's dad again, Mitchum Huntsberger.
Yeah.
Who I'm, like, very sad to find out was right. Remember in that episode where he's like, you don't got what it takes?
Yeah.
That was correct.
That's because she's so, like, easily, like, swayed by people saying things to
her. I mean, like, yeah, her dropping out of school because he said that was
yes,
kind of a problem.
That's so stupid.
And yeah,
then I really hate when she like, goes to Chilton and everyone there is like, Rory Gilmore, oh my god.
Wait, we have to talk about that. Ugh. So she and Paris are called back for, like, a career day or something at Chilton. And Rory talks about this music class that she took.
Yeah.
And it's just her, like, describing what music is.
Yeah.
She was like, there were notes. Then you put the notes together. It formed a musical sound.
Yeah, like, this like, is oh what happens with someone if everyone around them is constantly telling them they're great. She, like, lives in a bubble, mm-hmm. just like John Hamm in that 30 Rock episode.
Yeah, I know. She gonna have hook hands.
Yeah.
100% true.
Yeah. Well, and the only funny thing about that was that Paris, like, whatever she taught her class made everyone cry. So she's doing it right.
Yeah. The headmaster Charles,
exactly the same.
Charleston,
mm-hmm.
Invites Rory to get a master's degree and come back and teach her there. And she's like, I'm too good for you.
Yes, she's such a never dumb do bitch. I hate her so much. And it's not even that she can't get her career together. And that she mooches off of other people without even, like, so much as saying, I thank you, or let me take you out to dinner. No, like, and she's fucking Logan as, like, she's, like, his kept woman.
Yeah.
She, like, stays at his place. He, like, is like, oh, let's go to our restaurant. And he, like, I'll send the car for you. Like, isn't that gross?
I mean, I would be into that for her if he were not engaged and she didn't have a boyfriend.
Yes!
Like, well, if that's what she wants to do and that's what he wants to do, then, like, fine.
Well, it's
but
pathetic because she's so, well, she's supposed to be this, like, independent woman or whatever,
yeah,
but not really.
Not really.
And he's engaged, and I just don't, like, understand how she could not have any, like, sense about that. Like, there's no, throughout the whole thing with her and Logan, there's no, like, come to Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no moment where she's like, oh, like, I'm a mistress.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I didn't
true.
Like that, yeah.
The other thing about Chilton, we're still at Chilton,
yes,
is that Paris sees Tristan. I'm putting that in quotes because it is not Tristan.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
No, remember they go into the bathroom and they're like,
bah. I remember that. I don't remember seeing
They, like,
Chad
pan
Michael
to, like, a tall blonde dude, mm-hmm. like, talking to a girl. Mm-hmm. And then they, like, run into the bathroom and I, like, didn't like this part at all. Paris, like,
me neither.
Freaks out and she's like, am I still in love with Tristan? And I was like,
no one
particularly was coming to this to see Tristan again.
Yeah.
But they couldn't even hire Chad Michael Murray. They hired some
know.
Other tall blonde dude.
Oh my
it was
God.
So weird.
Well, and I think that it's so not Paris to be, like, hung up on some guy. Like,
mm-hmm.
she is Miss, like, powerful career woman.
Yeah.
I just think that takes her character down a few notches just to be like, she's just another girl. Like,
well, and it's not even, like, one of her, like, loves from the show.
Yeah, not
it's
like
not
that.
Like, am I still in love with Doyle? It's
Asher.
Like, am I in love with someone from season one? Too late for him, man.
Yeah, way too late. Yeah. Or that hot college kid that she was dating.
Jamie.
Yeah.
She should have
so
stuck
stupid.
With Jamie.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Two reasons I loved this episode. A,
mm-hmm.
This is where they go to see Kirk's short film.
Ah, yes.
They go to that theater in Stars Hollow, Luke and Lorelai.
Yeah.
I loved that whole scene where he was like, no food from the outside. And
yeah.
Everyone's like eating takeout.
Brought a grill. Yeah. I forgot about Babette's husband. I love Babette's
yeah.
husband. He's
Maury,
the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And then they watch a film by Kirk.
Yes. Yeah, that's nice.
I always love a film by Kirk.
Me too.
The other reason that I love this episode is that at the end, the crazy British lady basically breaks up with Rory and she's
mm-hmm.
like, we can't do this anymore, and her lawyer is Jason Mantzoukas.
I loved that too. Yes. He like is on the Gilmore Guys a bunch of times, right?
Yeah, so he loves Gilmore Girls.
That's awesome.
And he apparently, I don't know if this is true, but he on Gilmore Guys, he said that he auditioned to be on Gilmore Girls. And he was like, if they let me pitch my character would have been someone who had sex with Lorelai and Rory.
That could be true. You don't know.
So
we just left that part out.
Yeah, maybe in the next year.
My God. I love Jason Mantzoukas. He has such a weird voice. I know. He's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine now.
Oh, really?
In, like, the newer seasons. Amazing. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, so then Rory's, again, kind of, like, even more aimless than she was before.
Yeah.
And is this the one where she sees Jess or no?
No,
that's the next one. What is going on with Lorelai and Luke? They're having... Oh, and all through this time, Lorelai and Emily are supposed to be going to a therapist. But it kind of doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
So they are going to a therapist, like, originally so that Emily can kind of, like, work through her grief.
Yeah.
But then she gets Lorelai to go. But they're, like, just not very good at talking to each other in a constructive way.
And then Lorelai still goes. But she lies to Luke about it for some reason. Not clear. Yeah.
Yeah, not clear.
Yeah.
Not clear. I ended my notes for this episode with just her, and I also don't remember what that was in reference to.
Was it the Mayan egg? Was she there? Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was!
May Whitman was there? Yeah, okay.
Yes, that is what it was!
Oh, is that the one where Rory's supposed to be writing about lines?
Yes!
That's so stupid.
Oh my God, this was the weirdest. So Rory, like, somehow gets, because of the New Yorker, she gets an interview with GQ.
It's so... Whatever, yeah.
And I like, I'm not a journalist, but I don't think this is how it works. No, they just, like...
I don't think so
either. It's not like she pitches them a story. She just, like, shows up and they're like, why don't you do this dumbass-sounding story?
Yes! Oh my God! Yeah, it was really stupid. She tries to go report it and ends up fucking a Wookiee instead.
I know! This is really sad. One thing that I noticed, which I thought was strange, so the episode, I mean, the story's supposed to be, like, interview people who are waiting in line and find out... Why are you waiting in line?
Yeah.
And she finds a line of people just waiting behind these two dudes who are, like, eating salad. And they're like, oh, we're not in line. We're just sitting here. And I was like, that's the story. All these people are lined up for something that doesn't exist.
Dun, dun, dun. It's very deep.
But she so didn't seem to deep. Care about that. So,
And Lorelai keeps being able to get the things that people wanted in the line before them. I liked that.
She gets it done. And so one of the people that they find in line is Anne. Whitman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't even remember.
I'm so glad you just wrote her. Apparently, as I'm taking notes, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll know what this means.
Oh,
later.
My God.
But not true.
What happens at the end of spring?
So Rory moves back in at the end.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And she and Luke are like, I guess they're like, okay, but maybe they're starting to not be okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I think she and Emily have stopped going to therapy together already. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Rory, the episode ends with Rory being like, I'm moving in.
Yeah. Oh, one kind of through line is the Dragonfly, they're like trying to decide whether to expand or whatever, and there's no chef in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Suki is mysteriously gone because she has a much better career now. kind of true to life. And they have all these celebrity chefs come in, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Rachel.
Me too.
Rachel Ray's such a throwback.
I know. So now we're in summer.
Oh, and also Michelle wants to leave the inn.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's not, like, for sure, but Laurel, like, thinks that he wants to for, like, a better job because the inn is tiny.
Well, he's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's summer.
Now it's summer. We're at the pool, and they make fun of fat people.
As you do.
Which is fun. Super fun.
That's so strange.
It was really strange. Yeah.
It's just like, why do you go to the pool? Just stay at home.
One thing that really bugged me is people kept being like, Rory, you're back. Rory, you're back. And she's like, I'm not back. I'm not back. Mm-hmm. She just sounded like a dumb kid. Like, the way she was, like, being rude to people or just trying to be nice to her.
Yeah.
I hate Rory so much.
I think that was on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Because it becomes very obvious. Yeah. She says it like 30 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were trying to make her seem like, yeah, you are back. Just,
yeah, just own it, saying bitch. It. Yeah.
Okay, so how did you feel in the original run of the series about April Nardini?
I didn't like her being there. But
did your feelings get any stronger this time? Because I wanted to die when
I saw her this time. I thought we were just all going to pretend like she didn't exist. No! But then she showed up, which is annoying.
She showed up and she said, I only watched German silent films.
Okay, I enjoyed that.
No. Oh, I hated her.
I hated her in the original. It didn't seem necessary. It seemed so soap opera-ish to bring her in.
In the original, I felt like my main problem was that she... that her storyline just, like, made Luke into, like, a different character.
Yes! Oh, she my God.
She was, like, kind of annoying, but she wasn't, like, actually horrible. I felt like she just made... She just, like, somehow they just changed Luke's character to make him horrible.
Yeah.
But I felt like when she came back, she's, like, objectively horrible.
She was pretty hilarious.
She, like, pretends to smoke pot. And she's like,
I enjoyed her brief time.
Oh, my God.
And then, what else? Jess appears at some point. He's very hot, and his biceps are huge.
Rory is, she decides, so basically the Stars Hollow newspaper, the Gazette, is shutting down because the editor-in-chief is, like, gone or dead or something.
Retired!
So she...
God!
So... she decides to take it over to, like, find something to do while she's in town.
Yes.
And, yeah, Jess comes and visits her at the newspaper.
So good, despite his dumb hair.
Yeah, if you, like, just look at his arms.
And his torso.
I didn't really see his torso.
They're all... because his arms were so big.
Yeah, basically.
His arms were huge. Oh, man. They look so good.
So he just, like, shows up to drink with her, which is nice.
Yeah, and instead of having sex on her editor's desk, which is what should have happened, he just, like, gives her advice.
Yeah.
He tells her to write a story about her and her mom, or write a memoir or something.
The Gilmore Girls, if you will.
She gets this idea... and pitches it to Lorelai, who's pissed. And this is my favorite part of the whole series, is when they fought in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to bring up one thing about the cemetery, not related to the fight, is that the guy who works at the cemetery, his name is Stanley. He also plays Rory's college professor at Yale.
Have a really good memory.
I mean to scream that. I know that actor because he was on Even Stevens back in the day. He played the principal of whatever school they went to.
Oh my God.
He played Principal Wexler on Even Stevens. Then he showed up at Yale and I was like, what up? He's a college professor now. And now he works at a cemetery.
He's had quite the career trajectory.
He went from, upward and then downward, I guess.
Goodness. You don't know. Maybe he owns that cemetery.
You right.
Yeah.
The fight is really nice.
Yeah, because Lorelai doesn't want her shit out there.
Yeah. Oh, God. Lauren Graham is so good.
She is really good.
Like, regardless of all the annoying stuff that was happening in some of the episodes, she's just so good.
Best character. Her and Emily, their relationship is better.
At the end of this, my note was, this show is about Lorelai, in all caps. Because I feel like people think it's like, oh, it's like about Lorelai and Rory's boyfriends. But it's like, no, Lorelai's the main character.
Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
And Rory's there.
Rory's in... annoying accessory.
Speaking of annoying, the musical was also in this episode.
Oh my God, I like blocked that out of my memory. That was horrible. Painful. It went on for so long.
It was 9 minutes.
Oh my God, it was so long. Yeah. Like, why did they show us the whole thing? It was so bad. Oh yeah, I hated that.
And it didn't
really hated that.
It had no bearing on any of the other storylines.
Except for the very end, that girl like sings that song and Lorelai is like, I'm gonna go wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lorelai decides she needs to go explore her path or something.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah. I've never read that book, but yeah, she decides to do the wild thing.
Yeah. I've never read that book either, but
I've seen a trailer for the movie, so...
It's technically the same.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're in fall.
Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Rory's writing her book.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Okay.
Don't worry.
I took extensive notes on Fall. So Lorelai's
like, is this the one where the Life and Death Brigade are there?
Yes.
Fuck them.
We'll get to that. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So Lorelai is going backpacking.
Yeah.
And she's doing Wild. And it took me like an embarrassingly long time to get Booker movie. I like didn't understand.
Oh my god.
Because like I forgot that they called it Doing Wild. Oh. So I was like, what? What are they talking about, Booker movie? And then eventually I understood all talking about Wild. This episode had a lot of cameos by other, like, random actors.
Oh, I was not paying attention.
The girl who is married to Billy in Friday Night Lights. She's one of the hikers.
Billy,
who is Tim
Riggins. Oh, I don't remember that.
Brother. I forgot the word
attention.
Brother.
Yeah.
She is his girlfriend slash wife.
Oh, okay.
She was also on Bunheads with Amy Sherman Palladino, so I think that's why she showed up. Okay. And then,
you've watched Bunheads?
No, but that's, she was on Gilmore Guys.
Oh, okay.
And she's, like, friends with her in
real
life. Oh,
okay, okay.
Then I wrote, that guy from Girls is here. Oh! Shoshana's boyfriend. He was one of the park rangers.
Oh, I did not. Which boyfriend?
The one, not
the
really.
The corporate one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The corporate one who she breaks up, or she, like, is supposed to come back from Japan, and then she's like, never mind.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He was the first park ranger, and then the second park ranger is Lauren Graham's boyfriend in real life.
Oh, I was not paying attention to that.
I mean, no. I wouldn't have known that. But,
yeah, dang.
They were co-stars on Parenthood.
Oh.
Also with Anne.
Ah!
It's too much.
That is too much.
So she goes to, like, California to hike the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yeah.
She runs into a lot of problems.
Yeah.
She, like, bonds with the other ladies who are hiking. And they, like, all have problems and divorces.
Yeah.
And they drink Franzia, which is nice.
It is nice.
But then she like, loses her permit.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah. I was bored by this hiking stuff. Just like I'm bored by hiking in real life.
So she, like, doesn't have her permit or whatever, so her boyfriend doesn't let her hike the Pacific Crest Trail. She does not do Wild.
Mm-hmm.
But then she looks for coffee and then, like, accidentally takes a hike.
Yeah.
And then I loved this scene. This is where she calls Emily.
Yeah.
And tells her the real story that she remembers most fondly about Richard.
Was nice.
And I cried a lot.
Yeah, that was nice.
She's so good. She's, I was really just good. Like dying. Yeah. She's so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like it must have been slightly real. Obviously, since he passed away in real life, it must be weird to, like, not have him as a character on the show anymore.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And then her mini hike tells her to go home.
Yeah. And then Emily, like, has some weird thing where she's, like, at the DAR, but she realizes she's not into it anymore. She's just really mean to this lady.
Mm-hmm.
This blonde. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
She's, like, just being mean. I don't know. It's kind of, I feel like it's something that may, like, they may have put in the original series TOS, and it would have been funny, but in this day and age, it just didn't feel funny. It just felt, like, slut-shamey.
Well, yes, it was.
Yeah.
But I guess the thing is that it's not like she was saying, like, you're a slut and you shouldn't get in, and everyone else was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It was like, they all thought that, but she was the only one who was willing to actually tell her that she wasn't going to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess she's just, like, become bored with her life.
It just felt awkward. Yeah, so she decides to move to Nantucket or whatever and be a museum guide, a docent.
That was bizarre.
It was really weird. And then Rory decides to write her book in the Hartford house. No, first, the fucking Life and Death Brigade show up. I hate them so much.
It's all very strange. Oh, I also want to... Okay, so before she leaves Stars Hollow to hang out with the Life and Death
group,
she does not know that Lorelai isn't there.
Yeah.
She, like, doesn't know that Lorelai has decided to do Wild.
Dude, I don't know what's going on there.
Which is strange. So, yeah, the Life and Death Brigade for
that. I hate them. They're extremely irritating. Like, they were funny when she was in college, but now it's, like, a bunch of grown people just, I don't know, acting crazy, really immature. Acting like cartoonish versions of rich people.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Rory's into it. She's like, these are my best friends. Like, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So then they, like, go to New Hampshire to a tango club.
Yeah, I really hate it all. At first, I thought it was a dream sequence. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being real, and I just, ugh.
It was weird.
Oh, it was so horrible.
One thing that I think makes it worse is that, so before they leave to the tango club, they're like, there's like this weird music video set to A Little Help From My Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like that.
The Across the Universe version of that. And so first I was like, that's weird. Like, I'm sure like getting Beatles music is really expensive.
Yeah.
So people don't do it. So it's like, okay, I guess. But then like at that point, why not just choose a different song? Like, why would you use the Across the Universe cover? Then I read somewhere that that whole sequence was like a shot for shot remake of a scene from Across the Universe.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, I was like, is Across the Universe like a seminal film that people talk about?
I have never seen it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Ugh, that's upsetting.
So for some reason, they decided to recreate Across the Universe.
I hated that. Like, I hate the musical part, I hated also, but I was just like, why is this here? I guess I felt the same way with the Life and Death Brigade, but it seems so self-indulgent, all of it. And it just didn't seem to fit with the rest of the show, and it made me hate her again. Because shouldn't she, like... I don't know. I thought that's why she didn't marry Logan. It's because she didn't want this lifestyle. But then she just fell back into it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just hate all of those characters. They're so annoying.
Well, it's also weird, like you said, that they're, like, not her best friends.
They're not.
Like, at the end of it, when she's saying goodbye, they're like, when will we see you again? I was like, when was the last time you saw her? Well, was it, like, 10 years ago?
It almost seems like she just likes being surrounded by people who fawn over her. Everyone fawns over her. It's so annoying. And I don't know, it's just something about, like, this pretty girl and all of these men, like, around her. It's just weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it ends with her finally deciding to break up with Logan.
Finally,
the
Jesus.
Impetus only being that he's getting married. It's not like, oh, I shouldn't
realized
be
it
with
was a mistake.
Someone. Yeah. It was like, oh, you're getting married. I guess we should stop.
Yeah, well, and there's, like, this tortured scene where he's like, well, first of all, one of the reasons why she gets, like, an interview at GQ is because of
Mitchum,
which is so irritating. She's just, like, fucking this guy and using his connections and using his money. It's so gross. And because she, like, oh, I can't deal with Mitchum. Oh, he's still, like, she's, like, PTSD with this guy who was just kind of rude to her once.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it doesn't make any sense. And then there's this tortured scene where Logan is, like, I'll give you a house. It's fine. You can write there. You can have everything. They'll take care of you. There's a maid. There's a cook. You won't have to do anything. And she's
audience,
like,
audience, don't worry about the logistics of this at all.
I know. So creepy. And then she's just like, oh, God, that just sounds so nice. She's like, has a really hard time saying no to it. It's like, what is wrong with you? Like, she cannot take care of herself.
Well, my
she
favorite
doesn't
part
know
of
how.
That was that she's like, you're giving me a house? And he's like, well, you can use the house. And she's like, oh, sorry, yeah, you're not giving me a house.
This isn't the Mindy Project.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I just really hated everything about her relationship with Logan. It was so gross, and no one ever, there was no recognition ever of how gross it was.
Yeah, like at no point is
Lorelai to even say, like, girl, what the fuck?
Like, I guess stop cheating on
Rory's
people.
Used to being the mistress, I suppose, but I just really hate Rory.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
I hated that.
It's, like, weird that, I mean, it's problematic that she, like, relies on him for everything, but I think the worst part was that just, like, at no point does she think it's wrong for them to be cheating on their...
God, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wrote, Logan's body is what? Because his body was insane.
What?
Yeah.
I would have preferred a Jess body.
Yes.
Situation.
We did get Jess in the episode.
Yeah,
he
thank God.
Is back in Stars Hollow to be Luke's therapist.
Yeah. And then, well, okay, so Rory finally realizes she needs to go and focus on the book instead of gallivanting around with these random characters. And Lorelai comes back and says, let's get married.
Mm-hmm. And Rory goes back to the Hartford house to write, and then they, like, show all these scenes with Richard.
Yeah.
And it was very sad.
Well, and then I was kind of, like, going, like, she's going from someone always has to be taking care of her. It's pathetic. It's not even, like, you know, like, she stays with her parents when she, or she stays with her mom when she's in Star's Hall. It's like, she never pays for anything herself.
Yeah.
Like, she can stay at grandma's house, or she can do this, or stay at this person's house, and this person will pay for her meal. It's, like, such a gross version of, like, what it means to be like an independent. She's not an independent woman. She's pathetic. Yeah.
You know, in the third episode, in Summer, she says something about like she finds an apartment in New York.
Yeah.
But nothing ever happens with that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember, like, when that happened, I was like, oh, she's moving to New York.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, but she's left job. What's she going to do? But she, I guess, I don't know. That's, like, when she had that job at the newspaper, and then she got back into Yale, and then she didn't have a job anymore.
She's the least self-actualized person on the show.
Yeah. It was very strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they're all back in the Hollow.
In the Hollow. There's going to be a wedding.
Rory and Lorelai make up.
Yeah. Lorelai decides, okay, the book, fine. Don't call it the Gilmore Girls. Get rid of the. It's cleaner. Just like Facebook.
Aaron Sorkin.
Facebook.com.
Aaron Sorkin.
I know, yeah.
ASB, right. It's all the same.
He ghostwrote this whole series. Yeah, and I like the wedding scene. That made me cry.
Oh my god, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
The song that was playing, Reflecting
really
Light, was in season four.
It was, when she and Luke dance, I remember. Yeah.
I was like sobbing during this.
Yeah, it was magical. I was crying. Yeah. So that part was good.
So Kirk is their wedding planner.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He like set up this beautiful thing at the gazebo. Yeah. Everything happens at the gazebo.
It looks really pretty. And well, Melissa McCarthy is back like randomly making her wedding cakes for like one scene.
Yeah, she she's not there at the wedding. So true.
I thought that was weird. Jess isn't at the wedding either.
Why wasn't Jess there?
Yeah,
that was
isn't
weird.
That weird?
Yeah, yeah. Michelle is there.
Michelle is there. Yeah,
like Michelle and Lane.
Yeah. I don't understand.
That was weird. But that sequence is beautiful. I could, just rewatch that, like, 3 minutes forever.
It was nice.
So, they get, like, secretly married the day before their actual wedding.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
And it's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it ends with the ghost boyfriend breaking up with Rory. Thank God. And then Rory's like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. So the final four words are, Mom. I'm pregnant.
I already knew that because fucking Refinery 29 fucking spoiled
it. That was a spoiler?
Yes, it said, this is like not that long after the show. I think it's rude.
Yeah.
And I was just browsing the Facebook. No, sorry, Facebook. And Refinery 29 is, who's Rory's baby daddy? Like, fuck you, Refinery 29.
What's Logan?
You think so?
Who else is it going to be?
The Chewbacca.
The Wookiee? Oh.
Chewbacca.
Could be Chewbacca.
Is a
yeah. I guess so. Hopefully
I hope
not.
It's Jess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I really don't want them to do another season.
I don't think they will. I think what they're implying is basically that her life is now going to, like, sort of be a recycled version of Lorelai's life.
Yeah.
Although she's, like, 16 years older than Lorelai was when she met her. Because she goes to see her dad.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
And
she asks him, like, did you think it was the right decision for Mom to raise me on my own?
Uh-huh.
Which, and then I was kind of like, what is this? Is this, like, for your book? You're going to ask, offensive questions to your dad.
Yeah.
But then after the pregnancy reveal, I think they're trying to say, like, she wants, she's probably going to, like, try to raise a child without the father, who I think is Logan.
Well, and it's good because everyone is always taking care of her, so she doesn't have, like, her life is so different from Lorelai's. Lorelai had to do stuff for herself.
Right.
Rory's never had to do something for herself her whole life.
Lorelai didn't have to do stuff for herself. She chose to.
Yeah.
So she's, like, gonna be, like, a single mom, like her mom, and they show, like, Jess is, like, probably still into her.
Yeah.
He has, like, a lingering look at her creepily through a window.
I want him to look at me like that.
I also want him to look through a window at me like that when I don't know.
God damn. Yeah.
So I feel like it's
his
like...
His arms are huge.
His arms take up 3/4 of the screen.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of showing, like, she's gonna be like her mom, be a single mom, and she's gonna
marry
a
Dane.
A Danes.
Yeah.
Which I guess is cool, but I just wish that hadn't been the final four words.
What did you want them to be?
I wanted it to be...
Good night, Stars Hollow.
I was hoping it would be something, not really like a non sequitur, but something that sort of would be like, yeah, things are changing, but it's like still the same. Like at the end of season...
Everybody's changing, but I still feel the same.
It's more
That's
than
more
four
than...
words.
It is.
At the end of season 7 at Rory's graduation, there's a scene where Emily's talking to Lorelai about something, and then Lorelai's like, oh, can't we just talk about this at Friday when we have dinner?
Yeah.
And Emily's like, oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah.
And I really liked that because it was like, oh, it's, yeah, like, things are changing and Rory is leaving, but like, we're still a family and I'm still going to have dinner with you. So I was kind of hoping that that was what this would be like. Like, yeah, we're this, like, everything is different, but like, we're still the Gilmore Girls. And it was not.
You wanted it to be, we're still Gilmore Girls.
I cannot tell you how happy I was when they said Gilmore Girls.
I fucking hate you.
I knew how angry it would make you.
I watched Westworld and they say Westworld a lot.
They do.
Westworld.
Oh, because that's the name of the park, right?
And in Moonlight, they say Moonlight. I know. Are you happy?
People know how to make art.
I hate you.
yeah, what did you think of the final four words?
I thought it was fine. Like, I didn't think about it as deeply as you thought about it.
Oh, another thing, sorry, is that she, ASP, had thought of this during season... ASP had thought of this, like, for the original end of the show in season 7. Okay. So originally, Rory would have been pregnant at 22 instead of 32, which I feel is, like, a big difference.
I have no familiarity with season 7. I remember that she, like, gets some weird friends, and those friends annoyed me.
That's in season 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she makes the friends in season 6, and then they show up, like, once in season 7.
Oh, God. Season 7 is hard to watch.
So, yeah, originally she was going to be pregnant at 22, which would have been worse.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that didn't happen.
I guess the way you know, sort of described it, I guess it's good. It means that she has to finally get her life together because she has an object in her uterus. A person, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Well, not a person, like a fetus. Let's not get into that. So, what did you think of the series on the whole?
I think, as a whole, it was good. I'm glad that it existed.
What grade would you give it?
Like a B minus.
Dude, me too. Really? Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, there were lots of things. Okay, yeah. There are lots of things that I loved.
Yeah.
And I feel like... I would watch Lauren Graham do anything.
Oh,
she's
good. Yeah. So, I liked all the side characters. They, like, really, like, boosted it, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you would give it a B.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. You can continue your thought.
No, I was going to say, yeah, there were lots of... I feel like the good outweighed the bad. The bad was just, like, annoying stuff. It's not, like, I hate how this
All of
story...
Rory's storyline is bad, in my opinion.
But, I mean, it wasn't, like... This, like, goes against the fiber of the show, but I was overall glad that it existed. There were a lot of stuff that I loved, and there's more stuff that I loved than stuff that I disliked.
Okay. You know, it's funny that you give it a lower grade than I give it. I give it a B because I think the story is, like, fine within the confines. Like, the characters don't, like, radically change or anything. It seems like a logical continuation, except for the Rory character. I think, who is a third of the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Gilmore women, as it were. I don't think it makes any sense that she's just, like, totally lost person, because at the end of season 7 she's supposed to be going off to follow the Barack Obama campaign, like, I don't know, and they don't give any explanation for how she just fell flat on her face. Like, she'd graduated from college, like, she was on a path, and I feel like she, like, had her character was, like, set up to be successful. Like, she had gone through her little troubles in college, which I didn't think were believable either at the time. But now, I don't know, it just seems really stupid. I hate all the Logan stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, all love
except
to Matt
for his body.
Shukri, or however you pronounce
it. Zucri.
Zucri. But I hated that storyline. I thought Rory was so annoying. I hated everything about Rory. And I just, and all the, like, so gross that he was, like, paying for her life. She was fucking him, and he's got a fiance.
Doing that in college too.
Yeah, but it's like she's, like, so much older. You'd think that she would have. I don't know. Yeah. It just seems all the more pathetic when you're that much older.
I feel like I didn't really care, like, what her professionally and financially.
Yeah.
Like, if she's failing, then in real life that sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like as a storyline, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah,
but
that can be, like, a struggle. I feel like the problem is she didn't realize she was being an asshole.
Yeah, well, that and, like, she was supposed to be struggling, but at no point do you show her actually struggling.
She
like,
with her mom.
She has, like, a giant cushion to land on, so she never actually, like, has to feel, you know, like, nothing's, like, really driving her to, like, pick up her life back up and, like, figure it out, you know, because she has all these people who just provide for her and provide for her and never, like, challenge her on anything. And they're always just like, Rory, you're so great, Rory. Oh. You wrote for Talking to the Town. Like, oh, my God. It's too much.
She should spend more time with Mitchum Hertzberger. People
are constantly sucking her dick. It's annoying. Her lady dick.
Her lady dick.
Yeah. So I didn't like that, but I thought all of the side stuff was nice, except for the musical, which I hated.
That was weird.
But I liked all the other stuff. So I give, and I think that it was nice. It was just Gilmore Girls, you know, it's nice, like, going back into that little world. So yeah. B. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So we give it a B minus 0.25.
Yeah, like an 82.5.
Okay. I would give it like an 80, I think.
Okay, yeah. I'd give it an like 84, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then we're at 82. Okay. I did have some final notes.
Yes.
That I didn't get to bring up before.
Okay, go ahead.
One is that when Lorelai is befriending all the other hikers, they, like, brought Franzia and whatever.
Yeah.
And one woman just says, I brought a ham, which I enjoyed.
Because you set Tracy Jordan's wife, Angie Jordan, saying ham. Over ham. And over again as your ringtone.
Ham.
Ham. Ham.
My other note was that Lorelai's rental car in California is my exact Toyota Corolla.
Oh my God, you nerd.
Her going to California to find herself is very Mad Men.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was fun. Although, I guess Don Draper actually, like, follows through with the plan.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of.
Luke knows Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
That was a story point.
Okay.
The house that Emily buys in Nantucket was originally called the Clam Shack, and she says, because Vagina House was taken.
I enjoyed that, yeah.
That's kind of my favorite line.
Yeah.
Also, is Luke's hair fake?
I wasn't paying attention, probably.
I think yes.
I think yes.
Because I've seen pictures of him in real life, and he's not on my hair.
Okay, yeah.
That was unfortunate. Dean showed up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. What is the deal with, like, I think it's weird that people, I mean, I'm guilty of this too, I just love Jess. People are like, oh, she has to end up with one of these guys she dated in high school / early college. Like, I don't, a lot of shows have this weird trope where it's like the person you first fell in love with is your person forever, which I think is, like, not a good message to have for people. I don't think it's true in most cases.
No, I feel like TV shows have to do that because they take place over a limited amount of time.
Yeah, but then, like, Dean and her have, like, this weird moment where she brings up him being her first love or something. And it's just like,
oh, that part was so hard. She's like, oh, it's her first love. It'll probably. And she's like, oh. Yeah, never mind.
Like, they're so much older. They're, like, past it. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic that they would both still kind of, you know, be awkward about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually okay with it until the very end where she's like, Dean, cornstarch.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was girl, really weird.
Let it go.
Yeah, she's really weird. Yeah. Everything that she did was weird. Anyway, that's our take on A Yiddle. Mm-hmm. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. Tweet at our Twitter at NightCheesePod. Shippa's doing a slightly better job, but not a much better job. We're on an improvement track, though.
Oh, I'm not. Sure. But I wasn't told about that.
We're on an improvement track from before, you went multiple weeks, months between tweets.
Yeah.
Now you're going only a few days between tweets. A few days!
God. Yeah, you're right. It's much improved.
Okay. Who's our sponsor this week, Shippa?
Our sponsor this week is Matchbox.
And what's in this week's bitch box?
Ugh, so many things in this week's bitch box.
Oh, yeah. Just tell me about them.
It's in a Yiddle-themed bitch box.
Okay.
The first item is a replica of something from the Whaling Museum.
Okay.
Because we know you bitches love whaling.
And whales.
Whales and whaling. Mm-hmm. Well, if you love whaling, you might not love whales.
You love dead whales.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them when they're dead.
Yeah, it's just blubber in a box. That's what it is.
Cashy's whining.
He doesn't like the thought of killing whales.
Finish.
The second item in the bitch box is one of the records that Richard liked that they had on display at his funeral. I thought that was really sweet. That's a second item, so you're going to have to buy a record player if you don't own one.
Yeah, get on
or
that.
Just use it as a
you're
poster.
Hip enough. You already have one.
The third item in the bitch box is a $1 coupon, aka gift card, to wherever Lorelai gets her wrap dresses from. Do we have an offer code?
Yeah, the offer code is RAP. Spell it however you want. It's fine. Brother.
So yeah, go to the website, type in RAP, spell it whatever your heart tells you to.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter at Nyche's Pod, as I mentioned before. Please leave a review for us on iTunes and on Stitcher. That's it for tonight. Thank you for listening and good night. Jeez. When you ain't right within, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.